know she's so dangerous. Ooh, I can change her.
Welcome to another Latino Vida podcast and the Latino Vida podcast. Christian Hennis-Meyer, this is Papi. This is a new one. This is, I'm going to tell you the name, but I'm with Carrie the Comic. Carrie the Comic is, I met him in Big Black Comedy, and I believe he presents one of the wildest shit I haven't seen in a show because Melvin just took his shirt out, and there's a fucking clip of you being like, what the fuck? I fucking hate it. I fucking love that clip. Okay, I'm going to introduce you to this is Julian Jose.
Julio Jose.
Julian Jose. And he likes tambor and got girls with nice asses.
Wait, it like what?
He likes got girls. And
what's a got girl?
The ones that are like all dark and shit. Like, and with nice
You're
asses.
You're sick. You're sick. Okay. What do you like, nice asses?
With nice asses. They have to have like good asses. I want you to talk a little bit about our last interaction that... I am a Venezuelan, right? And I was like, hey,
I drank this already?
Yeah, we can, and you can try it. I make impossible beef quesadillas. I was like, hey, are we good for tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, I am WTS. I was like, bitch, I'm Venezuelan. I don't know that many acronyms. What the fuck is this?
Well, you know what it is? I talk to everybody the same. Because I've been consciously making sure I don't code switch. So I'm just like, yep, with the shits. And I'm like, damn. That is actually very...
Yeah, that's a little racist against Venezuelans.
No!
Yeah, like just pretending we know the acronym for with the shit.
Cheers.
Your episode number 39.
Oh, shit. That's real close to 69. This is strong as fuck.
Four Loko, I knew Four Loko was gonna be strong as fuck.
What the fuck is going on? I once had four Lokos back to back in college, and my heart felt
back
like
to back.
Yeah, it felt like it was about to stop.
Oh, of course.
And I was a stupid college kid, and I did what I was supposed to do. I tweeted the company, and so I tweeted Four Loko like, "Oh, I drunk four. My heart is about to fall out my chest."
Just an email like, Mr. Four Loko, please help me.
I did it. I was like, at Four Loko, what should I do? And they just retweeted me. I'm like, oh, no.
They're like, this guy's dying. Let's fucking retweet this.
That is crazy.
That is like your drunkest day. Okay, let's do something for Four Loko. Let's see if they retweet this. Like, what was the wildest experience you had with Four Loko?
Man, Four Lokos make you... have sex with women who got better facial hair than you. Because
Four Lokos. Is
that the Four Lokos? You're trying to get into trouble if you got a little stubble. Just go ahead, get you a Four Loko.
But I believe this is like the ads is for the woman who has the master. So you want to get laid? Get some Four Lokos.
And it wasn't like she had a beard, but it was definitely a stash. And I remember her juking.
It tickled
on me.
You? You're like,
Yo, it tickles. It tickles. But you're so drunk, you're like, oh, this is trippy.
This is different.
This is different. It's tickling my thighs with her facial hair. This is.
And she has a. I didn't know women have an Adam's apple. And I'm like,
oh, no, that's.
Guy, Carrie, like they don't. I'm like, oh.
No, man.
Four Lokos.
Four Loko had you out here ready to risk your biscuit. Ooh, wee.
Like that, we started talking about women because one of the topics that I have is about women, but it's in an emotional way. So let's keep with the Four Loko experience. Like, so that was the wildest that you're like, I don't know what I'm kissing this woman. But.
Like I did throw up on a cockeyed girl off of Four Loko, but in my defense, she was like really ugly and moving fast, and I'm already drunk. So like, in my mind, a demon is coming. She was like trying to dance on me, and I'm like, no, get off me because she's ugly. But like, she thought I was playing hard to get, but like, her face was really like, so I threw up on her, right? And when I threw up, it went up the back of her.
Down?
Yeah, because she was juking on me. So it like shot up her back and came over the front, and it was all on her face and hair.
And then you came. You're like,
I came while I was throwing up.
No. No. She was like, he's coming so much.
Like, yeah. I'm so wet.
So so much cum and a chunky and chunky.
And acidic.
Four locos.
Bro, they're never gonna give us what they're talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna get into the topic because it's not we're gonna get so wild with this topic. Okay, first, we're in 2025.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. So the question is, what do you think are the vibes for 2025? Because I have spoken with at least 7 people, and all of them are like, this year is going to suck.
Yeah, but it's going to suck for some.
No, you can try this, by the way.
It's going to suck for some. Wait, how do I...
This is... No, you just grab one. This is like Impossible Beef Quesadillas because my restaurant closed, and... they have a lot of shit, and
restaurant?
I stole it. I work in a restaurant, but they have a lot of shit, and they're like, you want to take it? Like, fuck yes. Like, I don't want to do groceries. Groceries are expensive. And this is like a mascarpone cholula spicy sauce.
Okay, fake meat.
Try it with this. It's a little spicy.
I like spicy.
Okay, what do you try? Like, for me... I believe it's going to be a good year for me, like, personally. Like, I've had the vibes, like, okay, comedy's going to do good. The podcast is going to do good. Actually, we're on 203 subscribers, so thank you very much. Yay. I have an applause, but last time it just glitched, so I'm going to do, like...
Why are you gay?
There you go. that's an applause. So I believe it's going to be a good year for me, but globally, I think this is going to be bad.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your take? What is going to happen in 2025? I'm going to drink a lot of Four Locos, and I'm going to be fucking so many ugly women. Yeah, that's the
American dream right
that's
now.
That's the resolutions.
My year is going to be great. And I know that because I speak into existence, because I know my work ethic, I know my attitude. I will say that the world is going to be spiraling towards something way different. I think as the internet continues to grow, people continue to socialize less. Society moves towards something that we just aren't familiar with.
All right.
You're like, how old are you?
I'm 32.
So I'm 33. So we grew up in an era that was a lot different than it is now.
Yeah, well, we used to play outside.
We used to play outside. We didn't need internet to communicate with people.
I talked about this with Ron Bloom. Internet was something that you have to go to a place and rent like 1 hour, 2 hours. You play with that hour, 2 hours, and that's it. But you got to go to a place. So sometimes, like, I don't want to fucking go there just to, like, to play for 1 hour. So you just didn't go. You'd rather play outside.
Mm-hmm. And it's I don't want to say it's sad because it's just life, right? Life changes. But I'm becoming the old grumpy man that hates every fucking thing and everybody.
Dude, I've been saying so much. I'm going to be so fucking grumpy and annoying as an old guy. This is me. This is me in 40 years. I'm on an ATM. The fucking ATM just changed. It's not a fucking touch screen. It's a fucking hologram. And I'm going to be there like, where's the top screen? And some guy is like, no, sir. It's just like, I don't want to do any hologram. I want to do the top screen. Where's the fucking top screen? And they're like, no, sir. You just got to activate your your ship in there. Like, I don't want to. Give me the top screen. They're going to be so annoying at me. I'm like, I don't fucking care. In my time, we just have touch screens. I'm like, this guy is so fucking annoying. That's me.
That was me 40 minutes ago trying to charge a fucking car. I messaged you.
But like, charging a car is like, what do you mean charging a car? Like this, if you say that to yourself, like
20 years ago,
20 years ago, it's like, ooh. Yeah, I need to charge my car. It's like, what the fuck do you mean?
Hey, what's that? A teenage character would be like, you charge your car?
Yeah. Why are you gay? You are gay.
Yeah. I wish I would tell myself. Yeah, when you get older, you have a car, you gotta charge, and if you get...
And you're like,
you are gay.
I just need to change the batteries. He's like, it's a fucking car.
Tell you, bro. And then, like, I was fussing, and nobody's listening. I'm outside at a machine in cold winter fussing. So you better charge. No one's listening. Why the fuck ain't this thing charging? It took $75 three times. What the fuck is still not charging?
Oh, my God. No. But, yeah, that's the future. That's the future, bro.
Bro, it's grim. It's grim.
Like, I believe, like, we're going, like, the future is annoying. I believe technology is separating people. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to a point that, well, it's happening. I see some studies. I overread them. It's like I don't actually get deep into the investigation, but a lot of teachers and are saying that kids don't interact with each other anymore at school.
Like, damn, that's sad, dude.
They don't interact with each other. And first that, and second, like, interaction between men, women, like, is not happening. Like, men and men is, like, happening, but, like, less, a lot less. But, like, girls and boys, like, until, like, high school. But middle school, they're, like, they just don't talk to each other.
That's fucked up, because that's when you're supposed to start, like, getting nose. You start getting your numbers, but you get your nose. You figure out your game. You figure out how to ask people to homecoming. She say, yeah, I go with you, Carrie. But then you go and she show up with this motherfucker Giovanni. And you're like, what the fuck, Giovanni? What the fuck? You took my bitch. You like, hey, man, I don't know. I'm the starting quarterback. You like, fuck the starting quarterback. What about me? What about my feelings? And then she just walk in it with Giovanni. You like, what the fuck?
That didn't happen. This is
hypothetical.
Hypothetical. This is... We'll call it Giovanni. Yeah. But yeah, like, I have this memory. I don't know if you have the same memory, but at least in Venezuela or Minnesota, where I'm from, when the Game Boy Color started getting into the classes was when that started to happen, because everybody was like, let's fucking play in the recess, let's play whatever. Game Boy Color came in, and then you start seeing kids sitting on the corners just playing the Game Boy Color. And there was the ones that were playing were the, like, soccer or whatever, were the ones that were poor. We don't have a Game Boy Color, so.
Man, I only had one for, like, 5 years, and when I get it stolen, I got it stolen, I was sad. Because I couldn't afford another one.
Exactly that.
I had, like, one Game Boy my whole life. Whoever stole it at Columbus Park, count your fucking days.
Fucking Giovanni.
It was fucking Giovanni. You took my girl and my Game Boy. Fucking Gio.
Dude, that would be so bad. Like, he took your girl and the Game Boy.
Bro, I was a lineman on a football team. You know what it's like for the star quarterback to take your girl? I'm going to let these fucking defensive people come in and tackle you. Fucking sack him because he's fucking my bitch. Where's the sad music? Fuck! Why is she getting in a car with him? What is happening?
Middle school.
In middle school! My heart is...
Giovanni... No, they have to be so sad. Like, Giovanni just took my girl. He started being a nice quarterback. And I started being the worst defense. Coach was like, what's going on? I was like, I don't have anything to protect anymore.
I don't have anything to protect anymore. It's fucking hilarious.
That's the story of Kyrie.
I'm so happy.
And then immediately.
I'm so happy we have my villain starting story.
Yeah, immediately after.
Why are you gay?
But yeah, you have your villain story. It was fucking Giovanni. Do you think that made you a better comic, like this suffering, or?
Oh, fucking better. Well, so the fucked up.
Have you talked about this on stage? About this story?
I've never talked about me getting my bitch.
You have to fucking talk about this.
To talk about people stealing my bitch. No,
dude, it's so fucking funny.
Well, you know what? That is what they say. We are supposed to tell the stories. You know what? I will. Because you mentioned this, and I'm sure y'all probably are getting a kick out of my pain.
It's fucking funny that, like, this Giovanni, and you just ran, and it's like, but I'm good.
I'm good. No.
Have you seen the video of, like, it's a woman that is like, what the fuck? She just made, I gotta calm down. I am a doll. I'm fine. that's you on stage.
Right, that was 20 years ago.
First time, you're like, I'm gonna say this fucking joke. I've been prepping this joke. I'm gonna say in this fucking show. You're on the show, first row, Giovanni's there with the girl.
Well, no. So, because God loves me, she ended up having, like, two, three baby daddies. Like, I know my prayers work.
One of the age of N.
Yeah, I know my prayers work because the people who fuck me over never end up better than me.
First row is her, Giovanni, and three kids.
Oh, fuck. Are you stepping up to take care of the kids?
Then during the show, you hear the girl saying to one of the boys, like, that's your dad. And you're like, no.
I always wanted to make it really, like, be really successful so that random hood rats would lean to their kids and say, that should have been your daddy.
Yeah. I've been in that position. I mean, like, why do you want to be so successful? Because I want to prove to this bitch, like, she missed out, okay?
Yeah. Fuck homeless people. Fuck feeding people. No. Fuck trying to change your community. No. You trying to change generational poverty. Fuck that. Flex on them hoes.
Yeah. Dude, that's me. Okay, I said this story in a podcast. Not in my podcast, in another podcast in Spanish, but I have one girlfriend. I haven't started stand-up. And she said this to me. Yeah, she was, I'm trying to be a better person, so I don't like to say that that she was toxic. Like, but we have a toxic relationship. So, this is a story, wait.
It's a toxic relationship music.
I really wanted to do stand-up, and I told her, like, hey, I want to do stand-up. And she told me, just balding up, tell me whenever you're going to do stand-up, so I won't go, because they're going to make fun of you, and it's going to be a chain of me if they see me with you when you get down.
God damn. When the last time have you talked to this person?
Not that long ago, actually, but she said that to me. I didn't try stand-up, and one of my, like, motivation of doing stand-up, every time I achieve something, it's like, you see, bitch? You see what I did?
You, like, gotta have your motivation.
I have my podcast. You have 200 subscribers. As you said, I couldn't do a stand-up. There you go.
Like, 200 subscribers, you fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, just resentment. That fuels me.
Hell yeah.
I'm just full of resentment. Actually, this, I'm gonna make a pause because this is a perfect transition to the one of the topics that I believe is gonna take us like 14, 15 minutes to talk about. It's an amazing topic. So we're gonna do a pause right now, and we're gonna be back. And we are back.
We back like cook crack.
Yeah, like he's so, like, super, like, excited, but he was crying about the girl Giovanni took from him. That's why we needed a break.
Yeah, like,
that, this is the topic I wanted to talk about with you.
You wanted to talk about my heartbreak?
Yeah, kind of. Because I've been seeing this online a lot, and I believe it's happening. I believe there's, like, a kind of wokeness about it now, but it's still happening, that men are not vulnerable because women weaponize, like, when we open.
Yeah.
And recently, like, the thing that I saw that's like, okay, I want to talk about this is a tweet that it was like, a man, it was like, why? I have it on Reddit exactly, but it
was. You be on Reddit? Oh, I know you toxic than a motherfucker.
Reddit is cool, okay?
Hang on, like, Reddit
but
is on my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to read it. Why do you men feel, this is a woman, why do you men feel the need to go through things alone? The answer, one guy, my first girlfriend got the ick when I cried after learning my childhood best friend had terminal cancer at 21. Yeah. And then a response to that was another woman saying, I doubt that. I doubt that was it, but okay. And then one person pointed out, like, why do men feel the need to go through things alone? Man shares an anecdote about a woman to answer the question. Another woman immediately proceeds to downplay his experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious lack of self-awareness. So, I can share one of mine, but I want to know if you have any experience of, like, when you were vulnerable and the woman was like, I'm gonna use this shit against this guy.
That's I don't think there's a woman that hasn't. Like,
I said that and to a woman, and they're like, that's not true. It's like,
no, I'm not, I wouldn't even expect, because I caught you, you know what I mean? So when women get caught, they're like, I fucking caught you. Okay. Like, and it's situational for them. I'm not here to say that all women are bad people, but anytime you give someone valuable information and you hurt them, and it just so happens they're emotional, so they get hurt a lot, or they get hurt easily, or they get hurt frequently, and it's just like, ah, fuck. It's only a matter of time before you come out and say, you know what, your dick not that big, and it's like, bitch.
Yeah, but I went
for 3 years. Why?
Why now? Like, yeah, for 3 years, my throat has been feels like, fuck you. But I want one experience that you're like, oh, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to open my heart to this woman. And she's like, I'm going to use this later. I'm going to weaponize this.
Yeah, I think.
I'm going to tell you my. Think about yours. Think about yours. But this is mine. Because I was talking with a girl today. And she asked, like, oh, like, I was like, hey, I have this for the podcast. She's like, well, what kind of experience? And I remember this exactly. I have one girlfriend. I had one person that was in love with. We never had anything, but I was like super in love. I many times expressed my feelings.
You was in love, but you never fucked?
Never. Not even a kiss. This was like teenager love.
No, I needed at least a head or a hand job. I was precocious.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
That was innocence. Shout out to
the innocence. Yeah. It was innocence. I was 13, and it was from like from 13 to 16, from 13 to 17, I was in love with her. We never kissed anything, but for me, she was so beautiful. She was perfect, blah, 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 blah. And I remember that she hurt me many times because many times I was like, hey, I really like you.
She fucking Giovanni'd you.
Fucking Giovanni me. Fuck you, Giovanni. That's the name of the podcast. Fuck you, Giovanni.
He's such a cool guy.
But it was not her fault. Like, she didn't like me, whatever. But I closed myself like emotionally because I was hurt a lot. Next girlfriend that I had was like, why are you so shut down? And why are you shut down? Like 6 months later, she's like, I feel like we're not connecting on another level because you're always shut down. I would like you to be more open with me. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So this is the reason why I am so shut down, because I had this person. I was in love with this person. And then we never had anything. And she hurt me many, many times. So I was like, what is the point of being emotionally open? 1 month later, someone called me to my phone pretending to be that girl, the girl I was in love with. And I was like, it was my girlfriend put a friend of her to call me pretending to be the woman I was in love with, being like, oh, yeah, I really want to go out with you. Should we go out? And I was like, I'm going to play the game. And then immediately my girlfriend comes, you're a fucking asshole. You're going to fucking like leave me for this girl. It's like, I told you something one time that I was vulnerable with, and you decide to use it immediately
and bring your friend into it.
Yeah, and you bring your friend. Like, I was like, fuck you. Like, we like from that point like on, like, we lasted for a month because I was like, I don't fucking trust you. Like, I tell you one thing that I like, this hurt me, and you're like, I'm gonna try to scam him with this. I was like, fuck you. So that's why guys don't open up. Like, things get weaponized against us. So if you have any story like that, that you're like, oh, this time.
That's my life, brother. I don't. I told you, everybody. You talking about relationships, nigga. Family do that to you. You ain't had a family member say, yeah, you used to shit in your pants. I'm 33. Why are you talking about when I used to shit in my pants when I was 3? That was a long time ago. There ain't no shit in my pants.
But last time was like, shut up.
Like, yeah, Joe, I think that Bob Marley said it perfectly when he said, love hurts. And it's all about finding somebody that's worth the hurt. And so, in the back of my mind, I understand that, like, people say stuff when they hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I done said some crazy shit to a woman. She's sitting there talking shit to me, and I'm like, you're not even top 5 in your friend group. You ugly.
Oh, no.
You medium face bitch, you.
That's some shitty shit to say.
But when the claws come out and you got a motherfucking top saying, yeah, that's why your daddy left. Oh, bitch, it's on. It's on like the crack of dawn.
No, but I want you to remember one woman. The woman that hurt you the most. I'm pretty sure there was one.
Well,
woman.
I was with the Latino lady for.
Oh no, Latino ladies, they know how to hurt people.
What? For 13 years? Do you know the type of shit she told me?
13 years.
Yeah.
And you're 33.
Yeah.
What time did you start? Like, we were
in high school. High
I
school
was 10, sweetheart. She was 12.
No, it was high school sweethearts, man. Okay. Yeah. Shit, dude.
She weaponized you, like, a lot.
You said what?
She have to have, like, so many shit. Like, she's like,
bro,
oh,
it's fucking... Because at that point, you got my mama number, my grandma number. Yeah. You can fucking call and tell on me. You can fucking... You can lie and not say what you did.
She did that. She called your grandma.
Yeah, fucking call my mama. Like, she reacted crazy. Ah, she's on that fucking LA people. Like,
women, don't do that. Don't call grandmothers.
Don't call. Don't get my mama involved because I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell the full truth. She out here sucking LA dick and I.
I'm not getting mad.
Right. I ain't having it. I'm not fucking having it. No, but I think that honest, that's why I said, like, it happened in every relationship, whether it business, you know. So, like, the important thing is that you build up the muscle needed for the strength to be strong, even when people throw things that you clearly have undergone or went through in your face. So, like, I think that now I'm in a position where, like, I wouldn't even trip off people throwing shit in my face because I'm so focused on my future. The stuff people throw in my face is everything is in the past, but everything in my future is actually better than the stuff in my past.
Yeah.
So people throwing stuff in my past in my face don't hurt me because I'm facing the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's difficult to get into that mentality.
It is difficult. And what I will say is, like, I actually don't date right now.
Especially fucking Latinas.
I literally have so many heartbreaks. Dominican, Cuban, Puerto Rican.
No, you're a problem now. This is you.
Maybe
Venezuela,
I am.
Venezuela?
No, not yet.
Don't do that.
Not yet. He said don't do it. Although, I saw one that was so thick, and she had a house arrest bracelet. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Those are the worst.
I know she's so dangerous. Ooh, I can change her.
I can give you her a green card like that. you just come like, hey, do you want a green card? They're like,
mira, mommy.
Oh, yeah, mommy. You want the permanent residency? They're like, yeah. that's your card. That's your white card.
You're right. I should have pulled up.
You just go with your passport and I was like, hey, mommy, look at this.
I was so thrown off because her booty was so big, but she also had two house arrest braces on. So I was like,
dos.
I was like, oh, this bitch is double trouble.
I can't change her.
I'm going to make her a content creator.
That's your vulnerability. Like, you thinking you can change people like,
bro,
that.
I've turned into the women I used to hate. I'm like, no, I can change her. I can. She just needs some love.
She hasn't been loved properly. Okay. I was gonna, like, there's a famous, I don't know if you ever saw it. Like, it's getting, like, viral. It's a video of a guy. This we end the episode, but because it's about vulnerability. It's a guy that he has a spool of wire, and he's just in a self-reflecting moment, and the wife is recording him, and he's just, like, about to cry. He's like, I cannot believe this, but this is almost over. I have this spool of wire for 40 years. And he's just reflecting, like the past of time, like, it's been 40 years, and this is still here. Like, like, you know when men, like, we put, like, the past of time in objects.
That's true.
Like, we see something, or in open mics, or shit like that, you know, like we don't put the past on time. It's like, oh, I have a new wrinkle. We don't care about that shit. It's like an object or something that just, it's like.
I still got my Game Boy. No, well, I went and bought another
Game Boy.
One.
A G.I. Joe is like, dude, I have had this
shit.
She
tried to fucking steal it from me.
There you go. Fucking
she knew. She's a fucking cunt. She knew my Game Boy Color had got stolen as a child. It was a big thing for me. So when I got older, I was doing motivational speaking gigs, and I went and bought another Game Boy Color. Do you know this fucking Conosaurus Rex took my Game Boy Color and my Game Boy Advance, and after the breakup was like, oh, well, I gave you all of your things.
Dude, that's so fucked up. Because she knows.
She fucking know. So I ate the pussy again so I could get to her house. Because I didn't have the new address. So I was like, let me eat it again. And I got in there. She was in the shower. And then I was like, bitch, you got my shit in this Prada bag. Who bought this Prada bag? You work for public schools.
And the thing is, like, you gotta ate it so good that she's like, I need to go to the bathroom. And you're like, this is my moment to do for the fucking ever.
I actually have a joke about that. That ain't on you, cheating bitch.
Okay, but getting back to this pool of wire, and then you're gonna put your days, because this pool of wire, like, this guy was sad, you know? It was the pass of time. And the woman was, he was wearing a Jets hat. And the woman was like, oh, I thought you were crying because you're wearing your Jets hat. And like, he saw her. You can see, you know when, like, something breaks inside of us that is like, these fucking women don't get me? Like, this person that I married.
A lot of time, that's the point where you realize you gotta start cheating. Yeah.
You're gonna start doing it.
I gotta start.
He saw her and he was like, really nice. I don't remember her name, but let's call her Cynthia. Like, nice one, Cynthia. He just stood up and left. And that was like, the comments were like, you just fucking destroy a nice guy. And then she made another video, because this went so viral that she made another video. Like, hey, he's fine. He's fine. He says he's fine. And I just wanted to know, guys, that I bought something for early Christmas for him, and you can see that the package. You can see it's like very likely a spool of wire. It's like, you didn't get the shit. Like, it's not about the spool of wire. It's about the moment.
Year. Yeah.
Like if
you say 40 years?
What? Yeah, it's like this woman getting you a PS5. It's like, my shit was the fucking Game Boy Color because of what it meant to me. I don't care about the games. I care about the sentimental issue. And then the comments were also like, you are not understanding.
What we're looking at, and that's why I was telling you that, like, stuff isn't the same. We come from an era when we were young. Women were the emotional warriors. They were emotionally intelligent. Yeah. They were intuitive. They knew what you was thinking, what you was feeling. They knew how to cater to you. They knew how to be there for you in ways.
How to hurt you.
But it's different now. A lot of, I'm not going to say all of the women, but some of the women I bump into, they either have so much emotional shit going on that they can't even read what I got going on, or they don't have the ability.
Or they just straight up don't want to do it.
I don't even get into the want, because if you don't have the capability or the ability, it's still me without.
Yeah.
And that's why I always subtract myself from those situations, because, hey, we're not in a position. Like, you might eat, like, some women are like, yo, Kyrie, I really want you. No, you want a husband. Not, you don't want Kyrie. There's a difference.
Like, for me, it happened this way. Like, and with this way in the episode, I was dating one, and I realized that she wanted something casual whenever she was available. And I
what the fuck is she, me? What the fuck is?
But yeah, and I was like, I want to date in, like, not like to rush into a relationship, but to maybe go into that.
I want a fucking wife one day. I want kids. What the fuck?
Yeah, see if it works or not. It might not work, but be on the path of, like, if this goes good, maybe we move up to the next step. And I realized, like, she was not on that, like on the same path. And I talked to her. Nice conversation. She was like, oh, yeah, no, you're right. Like this is being selfish on my part. But we decided, like, really, it was a really nice conversation. We decided to stop seeing each other, because it was like, this is going to hurt me at the end. Really nice conversation. I don't have any like resentments against her, because, again, it was like super, super mature conversation. But it was that, like I was the one giving emotions, and it's like, you are not giving anything back. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yo, I'm telling you that. So my mom told me a long time ago that there would be a point where the men and women would swap positions, and we're watching it happen socially before it happens any other way. Now, don't get me wrong, it kind of already happened. It kind of happens financially, because you see women stepping up. That some of the most educated, some of the most, you know, professional salary jobs that used to be men. And now you notice a lot of them lack emotional intelligence for that reason. Oh, I'm at work all day. I don't got time for that. What the fuck? You sound like my dad. What the fuck did you just tell me? No,
and they become stronger, because to thrive in these work environments, they have to be tough.
And I would argue not even just to hurt. You know what I mean? Because they're in those environments where people treat them as less than for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they have to still perform and be the person that we see them or, you know, try to put them as. But the jam is that those relationships that we saw growing up don't exist.
Swapping, yeah.
They don't exist. I mean, like, the type of conversations I have with women about relationships is crazy. Like, one woman, she was, like, she used to be a content creator on OnlyFans.
Okay.
Great content. Chef kiss. Oh, the type of coochie you can throw in the sky and light up the whole neighborhood. Amazing stuff. Really, you should try. Okay. But she got married.
not this one.
Why are you gay?
Okay.
She ended up getting married, and the guy found, well, one of the people sent her guy her old page of all her content.
Okay.
And, you know, as a guy, like, we be trying not to let our old lady know, like, how we used to move.
Yeah.
She was in the same situation. And what does the guy do? What we would want women to do to us. Oh, baby, don't worry about that. That's in the past. That's with me now. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Men are just out here forgiving women's past. We don't move like that.
Women.
That's women now.
I cannot believe you had a sound for this. You're fucking sick.
But yeah, I believe the positions are swapping, but I'm going to end the episode just saying, fuck you, Giovanni. Like, why would you do this? Like, you piece of shit.
Remember that.
Give the Game Boy back. Give the girl back. No, actually, the girl, you can keep it. Like,
no, you can keep her, but, like, she's still kind of cute. Like, just tell her. She's not going to act right.
Okay, but put your show so Giovanni can go.
Okay. Funny. Ask a comedian every third Friday of the month. Every third Friday of the month, we're at Lincoln Lodge. Ask a Comedian Friday. 9 o'clock doors open. 9:30 show starts. Also, check me out on Beyond Bars. I'm all around, all of the things.
Perfect. So this is the episode board. We're going to continue with the bonus content because we have a lot to talk. So, yeah. Adios. You have to say adios in Spanish.
Oh, hasta luego.
I like that. Adios.